Finding this podcast magical? Why not toss a coin to your Witches and a Druid podcast through the Acast supporter feature? It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to show your support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Three Witches and a Druid podcast, a Canadian podcast about paganism in today's modern society. And now, Three Witches and a Druid podcast present Shenka.
I have been a salmon blue. I have been a dog, a stag, a roebuck on the highest peak, stock, a spade, an axe in hand, a steed, a bull, a running buck, I was swallowed by a hen. Nine nights I was in her crop. I was dead, reborn again. I am Taliesin. I know why the echo rings, why silver gleams, why breath is black, why milk is white, why holly is green, why brine is salt, why ravens fly, why linnets green and berries red. I have heard the ocean cry. Find me where the white bird sings. I was dead, reborn again. I am Taliesin. I have been a salmon blue. I have been a dog, a stag, a roebuck on the highest peak, a stock, a spade, an axe in hand, a steed, a bull, a running buck, I was swallowed by a 9 nights I was in her craft. I was dead, reborn again. I am Taliesin. I know why the echo rings, why silver gleams, why breath is black, why milk is white, why holly is green, why brine is salt, why ravens fly. Why linnets green and berries red? I have heard the ocean cry. Find me where the white bird sings. I was dead, reborn again. I am Taliesin. I am Taliesin. I am Taliesin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Three Witches and a Druid, where we're sitting around looking at very scary things and talking about our lives as modern pagans. I am Margot.
And I am Maeve.
Gwen.
And I'm Brian. She's referring to my mimic stuffy that my wife got me because I was sick, and it brings me joy.
It does not. I've been watching that thing as she's putting it on Facebook with your little guy and whatnot, and I'm like, that has to be hidden when I come over. It's freaking me out.
Beautiful.
It's
look at him.
He's got
8 eyes. His teeth and eyes glow in the dark, too. It's great.
It's freaking me out. It's directly looking at me. It's scaring me.
He's got 8 eyes. He's looking at all of us.
I know this is a sensitive topic for you, but in October, I'm really hoping we can do an episode about fairies. So just be prepared.
We can do the episode, but, you know, no fairies.
So today's episode, we're going to discuss creation of altars. I don't know about you guys, but we have a fairly large altar in our home, only because we have a space that's good for a very large altar. If it wasn't for the particular space it's in, we probably wouldn't have one that's so big. We have a stairwell in our space that's closed off at the top, and it can't really be used for anything else other than displaying knickknacks. So yeah, we've turned it into an altar over the years.
I found, and this happened to me many years ago, it may happen to many of you. If you look around your home, you're probably going to find out that you have unconsciously set up altars around your home.
Yeah.
I found that I had altars for all 4 directions in different parts of my home, and I did not realize I had done it. It was very, very, I was still apartment living. It's over 25 years ago. It's like, look at that.
If you just take a glance at a little side table or the table at the entry or desktop or whatever, you see a candle, you see a crystal, you see a religious symbol of some sort, you know, and it doesn't matter where it is. Every tabletop has something that prompts that.
Yeah, I do have formal altar tools to set up a formal altar, you know, for ritual and whatnot. But on the whole, I don't have one really set up in the house, but there's so many things. I kind of feel like my whole house is an altar
in many ways.
No, in a sense it can be.
Because you have all your crystals, you have your plants, you have
and your this, sculptures,
and your pictures, and your sculpture, and just anything. Oh, look, you know, it drives many people crazy that I have so much stuff. But you know, you have, if you have pictures of your grandparents or great grandparents or farther back, well, there's your ancestors.
Yeah.
You know, they're set up together, and unless it's a particular ritual, I just find my whole house is kind of a altar in corners.
Right. So for us, like we had, like I have some wands in there, some stones. For the longest time in the bathroom, I had a small pile of stacking stones that I would drop water on as a form of meditation in the morning. And when we move and get a new home. So on our altar, we have some wands, some various tools, some stones, photos of ancestors, etc., etc. Usually that's where our incense and stuff are kept as well. Yeah.
I have a little altar. It's a little corner shelf in the cubby above my stove that I have a corn husk dolly on. And I think I've got a little pewter scallop shell with crystals in it and just different things that people have either gifted me or that I have found on that little altar. I did have a more permanent altar space set up, but I'm sort of rearranging my apartment at the moment. So right. It's all packed away at the moment. And I'm sort of looking forward to opening those boxes again and saying, oh my gosh, look, my athame. Oh my gosh, look, my pentacle.
It's interesting is now that we're talking about it, my formal altar tools, like my chalice and my athame and my wand and all of that and the special candles, I tend to keep them packed away until I'm ready to do ritual.
Yeah.
And now that I'm looking around my house, it's like, no, I got little altar-y things everywhere. I keep the formal stuff packed away.
Yeah.
Probably because I had so many kids in the house for a long time and...
No, that's fair.
And other people in the house that I would want to keep them packed away.
We've definitely had this conversation before about like the wand of power and keeping it out of children's
yes.
hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one that I have set up and a lot of the items on it were gifted to me. So they're special. So I have a 2-story and I have a little room upstairs that where I'll meditate and that sort of thing. And so I have that set up all the time, but I was in the same group, we did like a kitchen altar and everybody, yours was a corner, mine is a little bit over the stove. And that one for me kind of has Brigia as a focus. Dave did Smith work, but it's also for us, even though it's an electric stove, that's the hearth of our house. We don't have a fireplace in our little home.
Yeah.
But I do notice that lighting that candle on that little kitchen altar makes a meal special, separate, distinct from just nutrition. Just the thing you're running through when you make that ritual and use that kitchen altar. It is
interesting you say that because now that I think about it, I think the center of my house is the kitchen stove too. Mm-hmm. And if I think about what's above there, I have a little egg timer that belonged to my grandmother. There was this turtle that a girl from Ecuador gave me. There's a bunch of things on the back of the stove right there. It mm-hmm. is. It's, you know, not the fireplace. It really is the center of the house.
It is the hearth of the modern, yeah. of the modern family's home. Yeah. Home
that's
sure.
right. And, yeah. I have the, and I have a baker smurf.
Man.
My mother had, we gave her jokingly 40 years ago, a little figurine of a baker smurf.
Oh.
Back when smurfs were on, my sister thought it was really cute. You know, she was young. And I found one somewhere, a newer one of a baker smurf, and baker smurf is on my stove. Isn't that, I'm not a baker, but it's there.
Yeah. It's so cute. Like it works.
It's so cute. Yeah, it's really interesting.
We're still looking to buy a home. And one of the big things that we, it's funny enough, when we go look at a home, Karen often counts the different trees we find on the property. Because for us as druids, that's kind of important. Important, a diversity. But I often dream of like an outdoor altar, like even a stone altar with things, like spaces for things. Maybe not leave them out there. Mm-hmm. Not exactly a big fan of because things getting rusted, but.
Well, yeah. the raccoons think they're very interesting.
Yeah, true.
We have raccoons, so things are often taken
I don't need
away.
To be held up by a raccoon in my backyard.
I have a small home on a very small property in my backyard.
So is your garden. Home, not to give too much weight, but is your home what's called a strawberry box?
I have no idea. That's so cool. I'm going to look that up.
Oh, yeah,
up.
No, there are certain size houses, and your house would definitely be one of them. They have names, and you often can buy them from the Sears catalog.
Yeah, well, it's a square home design that's like 24 by 24, 23 by 23, something like that. We always call them post-war.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yes, yeah, so yeah. World War II, yeah. Story and a half.
They look like PMQ. It's the like those little mini Cape Cod PMQs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been reading lately about strawberry box homes, apple box homes.
Yeah.
The salt box house. Yeah, I've heard of the salt box house.
Yeah. I gotta check that out. Yes. Yeah, so, and my backyard is, because it's so small, it's basically all garden. And I had collected stones for an outdoor altar. And that's still something. I still have the stones because I can't let go of anything.
No.
But I genuinely not sure where I place it because the only open space I have is viewable from the front. Because my yard is basically the width of my house and a little tiny driveway.
Yeah.
And so we would be visible. It may happen. Like, the older I get, what do I care? You want to watch me do ritual?
Yeah, who cares?
Well, you know, you can hide yourself. You can hide your stones in your flower beds.
You can put your stones
in your flower beds. You just haven't come out as weird as you actually are to your neighbors.
We had a white trash party to get her neighbors to build a fence.
We had a trashy. What do we call it? White trash party?
White trash party. I'm into those.
And we had a DJ and everybody came as your
white trashiest selves.
Trashiest selves. And it was so my neighbors would build a fence because I didn't want to buy a fence. I'd rather spend the money on a party. And it was an expensive party, but we had a lot of fun that night. And they didn't build a fence, but they put in this beautiful living hedge, which is better than a fence.
Yes.
I'm so happy. Yeah, it worked. Altars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that's the fun. That's the fun.
I asked about your house.
But my rearview mirror is a little bit of an altar at the moment, even.
Well, actually, I was about to say that. You often see those memes online of like, here's my crystal altar on my dash of my car or on my steering wheel. And it's also a deadly weapon
No, I've got a string from Not Magic for safe travel hanging from my rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And I also have, she has to be 30 years old from the black market. One of those little string dolls.
I have one of those, yeah.
And it's this little white mummy doll with a red heart and two pins in the heart.
Oh, wow.
Which freaks out mechanics and they don't rip you off.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
I gotta get one of those.
I've actually had mechanics say, yeah, I'm scared of your car. Here's your bell. Get out of here.
So it is even your front door. What have you got around your front door?
Yeah.
Little things, rocks or this.
So
like
outside of our front door is the broom that we jumped across at our hand fasting.
Yeah.
It needs a bit of love. It's been out there 12 plus years, but.
Even above my kitchen sink is a jar with seashells, sea glass and coins in it. And there's crystals there and everything. I just find everywhere seems to be an altar.
And basically, we're talking about a focus for attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that may be a confusing term for somebody who's coming at this new and has a very specific idea of what an altar might look like. But it's basically a focus where this helps you connect. So anything, it can be that little narrow windowsill.
Yeah. I got all kinds of things on my windows. A lot of times I find it helps me. Oh, you know, this is where I got. Sometimes when you say focal point, when you're saying the focal point, sometimes it's, oh, I remember when that was. I remember when that was. And oh, I got that here. And this person gave me that. And I find that is very meaningful to me. That's why I have a hard time throwing anything out. As my sister and my kid are like, you got to get rid of this. I said, no, such and such gave me this. And this person gave me this. And I said, you know, well, you finished, you know, they're old. I said, yes, but they thought enough of me to give it to me. And I just can't seem to give it away.
Yeah.
Because it means a lot to me that they thought enough to do that for me. That's just me.
Yeah.
Nope. Well, there we are. There's some ideas for altars. Do what makes you feel good.
Yeah. And that's the important thing is there is no rule about this. There is no.
No. Whatever magical, makes you feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you stop and think, oh, I absolutely have to have this or it's not right. That's not true at all.
Yeah.
Just whatever is, it makes you feel good, makes you feel happy. Things that are mean something to you.
You don't have to go out and mail order your altar.
No.
And it doesn't have to be some Pinterest, Instagram picture.
Oh, perfection. It doesn't? Oh, I thought that's what it had to be.
Oh my God, that's what it had to be. It just has to be
what speaks to you and what resonates you with
and
you.
And another person may walk right past it. And that's okay.
Yeah. But don't feel free to take inspiration from those things.
100%.
But it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Feel free to do that.
And it's not a static thing. It's a living, moving, changing thing. It can change with seasons. It can change with your interests and how you connect with the divine. So don't feel like it's a lifetime commitment either.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you all very much for listening. And I hope no one's melting because we're melting here. And you can contact us on our Facebook page with comments or suggestions. We're always looking for suggestions, certainly. Everybody, send us your ghost stories. We're very interested in your ghost stories. We want to have that for our Samhain episode. We want ghost stories for sure. Or any, you know, even if it's not a ghost, any kind of supernaturally thing. Actually, Halifax is here. Having a paranormal symposium.
We are. I'm really hoping to go.
Yeah, in September. Mm. That's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
So we're very, very keen about that. And until next time, everybody, merry meet.
Merry
heart.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
Patrons of Three Witches and a Druid podcast. We would like to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude for your unwavering support of our podcast. With your encouragement, we have been able to explore and celebrate the rich and diverse world of paganism and spirituality. We feel blessed to have had the opportunity to share our knowledge and experiences with you. As we continue to grow and evolve, we invite you to join us on this journey and become a Patreon member of our podcast. Your contribution will help us to continue creating quality content and provide you with more exciting episodes filled with wisdom, insights, and a little enchantment. By becoming a Patreon member, you will not only support our mission, but you will also have access to exclusive content, behind the scenes goodies, discounts, and much, much more. Together, we can create a thriving and supportive community. To our amazing Patreons who have been there to support us through the past 3 seasons, Sybil, Josie, Catherine, Nicole, Amy Beth, Tomlin, Samantha, Stephanie, Chris, Romos, Eric, Karen, Highland Horde, Danny, Tania, Sarah, Kay, Linda, and Jennifer. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of our Three Witches and a Druid family. Let us continue to inspire and uplift each other, and may our collective energy bring light and love to the world.
And until next time, everybody, merry meet.
Merry
heart.
And merry meet again.
Blessed be.
This has been Three Witches and a Druid podcast. Thanks for listening.
Hey.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.